We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
We're in Mark 11, chapter verse 23. Jesus is telling us how to use this faith on the positive side. But now let me show you something. This is not a one-way street. It's a two-way street. If you say to the mountain, "Mountain, you getting bigger, I'll never get over you, dear God, I'll never get these bills paid. Every time I save any money, the kids all come down sick and we had to spend every dime on doctor bills." Guess what? You're operating this principle in reverse. Exactly opposite to what Jesus said. And then if you go and pray and pray, "Lord, you know all these problems," and start telling God all the problems, then you have violated Jesus' teaching in prayer. Now, I know, because I did it for years. And you know, it looked like if you would leave here, going to Los Angeles, and got on the freeway out here and drove for 14 years and didn't get there, wouldn't you get suspicious you was on the wrong road? But for 20 years, I traveled the religious road of praying and never did get there, and it never occurred to me that I might be on the wrong road till I heard somebody teach on how Jesus taught to pray. And when I started praying the way Jesus said to pray, I got more prayers answered in 2 weeks than I got answered in the previous 20 years all put together. Because your voice is producing faith for the things. If you're speaking God's word, if you're praying in line with the word of God. Now see, if we took verse 24, "Therefore whatsoever things you desire when you pray, believe you receive them, you shall have them." And I say, "Father, in the name of Jesus, I have need of this financial need. And I come to you because your word said, if I give, it shall be given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. And because I have given, it is given unto me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men give into my bosom. And not only that, but I sow bountifully, and thank God I reap bountifully. And my God has made all grace abound toward me, that I, having all sufficiency of all things, I do abound to every good work. There is no lack. My God meets my need according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus." Now what has happened? God has released the words that I have used to frame my prayer, and he filled those words with faith. And as I prayed those words out of my mouth, then it produced the faith to change the things. Now see, it's not just saying it. It won't happen just because you say it. But yet saying it is involved in making it happen. Can you see that? Now, the Word of God is filled with the faith of God. And that faith will change things. It'll change situations that you face in life. Let's go over and look at another account of this. Matthew 21, 21. Jesus says, "Verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done unto the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done." Now I hope you're ready for this one. "And all things." How many things?
All.
"Whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive." Well, now somebody said, "Brother Capps, I know that I believed and I didn't receive." Well, now if I got to choose between believing you and Jesus, guess who I'm going to believe? You might have thought you believed. You might have even believed you believed, but you didn't believe the way the Bible says to believe, or you would have received. Either that or you gave up too quick. I think that's a major problem right there. That people pray, and then because the devil puts up a smoke screen and makes it look like it's getting worse, then they lose all faith and all hope in what they prayed and start confessing what the devil said. And we've all been guilty of that. I know I was praying one morning several years ago when God began to show me some things about the Word. And I was saying, "Lord, I prayed, it's not working out, things getting worse." And the Holy Spirit just spoke right up inside my spirit and said, "Who told you that?" Now boy, if that won't jerk the slack out of your chain. And I stopped and I thought a minute and stuttered a little bit. And I said, well, I must have been the devil. "You sure didn't say it, did you?" And he said, "No, and I'd appreciate it if you quit telling me what the devil said." Many Christians go to God and tell him what the devil said and think they're praying. I asked the Lord, I said, well, what'll I do? You know, he said this to me on another occasion. He said, don't ever ask me for something you can't believe me for. And it shocked me because, see, in the church I went to, I don't know whether they taught it or I just assumed it, that you just keep praying and keep praying and keep praying, and finally you'll just wear God down and he will just give you to get rid of you, see. And I said, well, Lord, I tell you one thing, if I'm just going to pray for what I can believe you for, it'll sure shorten my prayer time. And I said, what'll I do? He said, go to the Word of God and find out what I said about whatever you need. And then when you study it and meditate on it and confess it until faith comes, then pray, believe me, and you will receive. But he said, most people want to pray for 10 months to try to gain the faith to believe what I said. He said, that'll destroy your faith. It won't build your faith, praying and not getting your prayers answered. And faith does not come by praying unless you're praying the Word of God. Now, if you pray in the Word of God, your faith will be built while you're praying. But faith cometh by hearing. So he said, spend the time to study the Word and hear what I said, know what I said about it before you pray. See, he said, all things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Now, that's what Jesus said. Now, you can try to explain that away all you want to, but that's the words of Jesus, and you can find about 7 to 10 other scriptures that will verify that that's exactly what he meant. Everyone that asketh receiveth. Well, somebody said, well, I know that's not true. Well, you have to qualify it. You have to interpret the Bible with other parts of the Bible and things that Jesus said. The prayer of faith is what he's talking about. Now, it is impossible to pray the prayer of faith if you don't know what God said about it. You know why it's impossible to do that? Because the faith is in the Word itself. So if you don't know what he promised, if you don't know what God said about it, it is impossible for you to have the faith to believe for it. The Bible kind of faith I'm talking about. Now, you might say, well, I know God answers prayer, and he'll answer this prayer, and you just pray about something, and you have not the foggiest idea what God's will is concerning that. You could not have faith that God would answer that prayer. You might hope that God would answer that prayer. You might believe that maybe God would answer that prayer. You might just put it out there and think, well, if it's God's will, he'll answer, and if not, he won't. There can't be any faith in that. Not the Bible faith that he's talking about. Because this kind of faith is sure. All things whatsoever you ask in prayer, believing you shall receive. Now see, you can't go and believe God for something that is contrary to the Word of God. You couldn't believe for it, could you? See, there's people that'll say, well now, Brother Capps, if that were true, then people would just get all kinds of things that's not good for. No. See, there's a built-in control system in this faith. And that is that if you ask for something that you know is not the will of God, your heart will condemn you. I call it a spiritual heart attack. If I were to pray that Brother Lawrence would lose his billfold so I could find it and get his money, why, how in the world could I believe for that, you see? Now, you ought not have to say these things, but sometimes you do, because I heard of an individual one time that she'd been praying for God to supply their need. And the computer made a mistake and sent her a check for about 4 times what it was supposed to. And she thought, glory to God, this is how God supplied my need. She cashed it like they got put in jail over. Don't get in that trap. But you see, the ability to believe God hinges on the faith of the Word itself. So it is God's Word that produces the faith that will change the things or bring the things that you have need of. Now, if you don't know what God said about it, it is impossible for you to pray the prayer of faith. And this is why, and I realize that if you've been taught that way, you'd believe that way. So don't think that I'm just coming down real hard on people that have been taught that way. But sometimes people say, well, you know, we ought to pray about the sick, Lord, if it be thy will. No, I know what God's will is concerning the sick. Amen. Then to pray that way, you know, if you're going to pray over me that way, just take me on to the hospital, please. Because if you pray and if it be thy will, you don't know what God's will is concerning healing. And then there is no faith in that. So the Word of God is the basis to produce the faith that will change or produce the things or lead you to the things that you have need of. This is why Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these other things will be added to you. Because while you seek the kingdom, while you study the Word, it'll produce the faith that you can pray and receive the things that He's promised you. See, we're talking about words, faith, and things. The Word of God produces the faith to change things. 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. Let's read from verse 13 where the Apostle Paul picks up on an Old Testament scripture. We having the same spirit of faith, according as it is written, I believed and therefore have I spoken. Now he's quoting Psalms 116 verse 10. Then Paul adds this part himself. We also believe and therefore speak. See now, whatever you believe, you're going to speak. That's the law. I mean, try as you may to not do that, whatever you're really believing, you're going to be talking about. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. I trust you've been blessed as we've taught on words, faith, and things. Now, our offer this week is book offer number 7502. It's called The Tongue, A Creative Force.
193-page paperback for $8 plus $3 postage and handling.
Now, in this book, we talk about how that words change things. Words spoken out of your mouth, when you begin to confess the Word of God, it changes the image that is inside you. Whether you realize it or not, the words that you speak daily are framing the future world that you're going to live in. Around you, I'm talking about. Your words can frame your world the same as God's Word framed the world that we live in. Now, you're not going to change the whole world, certainly, by speaking the Word of God, but you can change around your place and your house and your personal life. I know I was so negative when I got a hold of this message. I was speaking everything the devil said. I knew everything the devil said, but didn't know what God had said. When I found out that I could have what I said, Mark 11, 23 and 24, if I believe and doubt not in my heart, and began to change what I was saying, it changed what was happening to me in life. When you begin to speak negative things and the things that the enemy said, you open the door to the devil and allow other forces to come in, evil forces that can rearrange situations and circumstances in your life. Situations, circumstances are all subject to change, but with the support of your words, you can establish them in your life forever. If you don't learn to speak what God says about your situation and your circumstance, what has God said about it in His Word? Get it in your mouth, speak it into your heart. It's called The Tongue, A Creative Force. Their confessions in the book will help you get started saying the right things. That's offer number 7502, The Tongue, Creative Force.
193-page paperback for $8 plus $3 postage and handling.
We have a toll-free order line. 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.